The views and opinions expressed on this show are those of the sponsor, the Greater Pensacola Chamber of Commerce.
Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable. Good morning. This is Pep Talk, Pensacola's expert panel with Meg. And you know what time it is. It's time for the Pensacola Chamber Connection. And we have a whole crowd in here this morning, which I'm super excited about. Good morning. Todd Thompson is here, president and CEO of the Chamber.
Good morning, Meg. Good to see you on a beautiful
Chamber
of Commerce kind of day.
It's
a beautiful day.
There you go. We also have with us Nicole Stacy, who many of you know from Visit Pensacola, wearing a little bit different hat today. She is the co-chair of the Leadership Pensacola alumni. I believe that's correct. Yes.
Sure. Today. Yes.
Today, right in this moment. And my fellow leaper, Mike White, is here.
He is, 2024.
Yeah. Greatest class ever. And we call ourselves leapers in the wild when we find ourselves out in the community. So it's so cool to have you on the radio with me. And he is co-chair of the Leadership Pensacola Alumni Association.
Yep, absolutely.
So great to have you guys. It's going to be fun. What are we talking about? Let me guess.
Well, you nailed it. Leadership Pensacola. It's a signature program at the Chamber. We've had it for over 40 years and are going strong. And our guests today are both LEAP alumni, and they have kind of taken up the mantle of running the LEAP alumni program. So we wanted to talk about that today and just start off, first explain what is LEAP, Leadership Pensacola, LEAP as we affectionately call it, and, what is it? And, Nicole, kick it over to you first and give us a rundown.
Sure, and real quick, I should mention that Robbie Schrock is also one of the co-chairs.
She is.
Just want to throw that. She couldn't make it this morning, but just want to throw that out there.
And I should say class of 2015 for me.
Oh, you old girl.
So
you old.
Beat that 2024.
She's not that old.
No, but Leadership Pensacola, it's an awesome way if you are new to the community or if you're moving up in your career or just want to get more involved. Leadership Pensacola is a great way for you to learn more about Pensacola, but also to just meet different people that maybe you wouldn't necessarily run in with, or they're not in your same social circle or your same networks. But it's a 10-month program. Every month there's a different day. So you've got Government Day, Healthcare Day, SEMSOC Weekend, which we just finished up, which is really cool. We've got Education Day. There's Community Engagement. But it's really a way for you to see behind the scenes the people, the movers, the shakers that are making Pensacola what it is. It's a great way to, like I said, meet other leaders, but it's also a great way for you to find your leadership style, I think, because you might be shy or you might think, I'm not a natural born leader, or I don't really know if, you can call me a leader by definition. So it's a great way for you to find yourself, I think, but also to make new friends and really learn more about Pensacola and find other ways for you to get involved.
Well, the cool thing about it is a lot of times we're in our lane in whatever business we're in. So you might be in construction or you might be in hospitality. So you're not going to meet somebody else that's in government. I enjoyed going to a lot of the university. We do the education tour, and I learned a lot about the high schools and the colleges. That's not in my lane at this point. I was in hospitality at the time. So it was great to meet those people and see all the different things that Pensacola has to offer outside of my little world that I'm in.
And on the opposite side of that, when it comes to surrounding yourself with people you don't typically get to surround yourself with, that's where it becomes challenging. You're faced with opinions you typically don't talk about with the people you surround yourself with.
That's true.
So it challenges you to view things from a different perspective, and it also challenges you to see Pensacola in a new light, see the good, but also potentially the bad or the things that could be done differently.
Mm-hmm.
And then the program itself is built to give you the skills and give you the abilities to find ways to solve those problems.
Right. No, that makes perfect sense. Yeah. If you just joined us, talking with our Leadership Pensacola alumni co-chairs here today with Todd Thompson, present CEO. If you've got a question about Leadership Pensacola or the Pensacola Chamber, text it in at 850-437-1620.
Yeah, so over the 43 years of LEAP Leadership Pensacola program, probably about 2,000 folks have gone through the program.
Wow.
And if you, you know, just... the leadership in our community, if you look at it, there's so many people who've gone through the program. And as Nicole said, you get that behind the scenes look at what makes Pensacola and Escambia County tick.
Mm-hmm.
But with LEAP alumni, now we have this opportunity to engage with the folks who've gone through the program and bring them back and get them, you know, involved with the days and other things. So Nicole, you know, you and Mike and Robbie have really taken the reins of this and are you know, driving what's happening with LEAP alumni. So talk about what people can do to get re-engaged if they're a LEAP alumni and how they can get involved.
Call us. Mm. Call us, message us, find us, wave the flag. We'll come find you. No, we are really making a concerted effort to re-engage with the 40 plus years of alumni. We know that not everyone is still at the same job. We know that people change their phone numbers. They get new emails. We know that people have moved away and maybe they've moved back. So we are really making it a really strong effort to connect. This is why we're doing the show. It's mm-hmm. why we put things out on Facebook and in emails, and we've got a monthly newsletter that's going out that Mike's doing a great job with.
He is, by the way. Kudos. I love it. I'm getting it in my mailbox. It really makes a difference.
Because we really do just want to engage. I'll let Mike talk through more of like what we're looking at doing, but for the alumni, we want you back. It's how we put on the program. It's how we design the days, and every month is different now mm-hmm. because we have new alumni and fresh ideas, or we saw something that has changed from 40 years ago.
A few
has
things.
Changed from 5 years ago.
Mm-hmm.
But it's a way for us to re-engage. It's a way for us, listen, if I ever have a problem, I call one of my LEAP alumni friends.
Mm-hmm. That's true.
If I ever need something, I know I can pick up the phone and there's someone connected in the LEAP circle that can help me get the answer that I'm looking for. And then they do that to me too. Or if, you know, you're looking for a new job opportunity, I'm immediately going to go talk to people within the LEAP circle to be like, hey, have you heard of anything? Or mm-hmm. have you heard, or if I'm looking for a new employee, I have found them through LEAP. So it's a great way to just have, again, this other circle of connected professionals that maybe you don't talk to every single day in your office, or they're not in your immediate friend group, but they're people that you know are an arm length away that you can call on whenever you need something.
Absolutely. Well, I also think Leadership Pensacola is an investment in Pensacola's future.
Absolutely.
Because we get I learned so many things about leadership skills, about how, as Mike was saying, how to get along with those folks that maybe have a different perspective mm-hmm. or viewpoint. We had to do a project together. So we had, what, 20 ideas of what project to do?
Yeah.
And then pulling everybody together to do different parts of the project. I mean, all those things are exercises that I came out of the experience, I think, strengthened some of my skills and kind of had to take a hard look at some of my other not so great skills.
Yeah. And to go back to the project, that's a big part of why I wanted to get involved with the Alumni Association in general.
Mm-hmm.
And then I was voluntold by Nicole and Robbie to take over because I'm just kidding, but I was glad to do it because the project itself for each year, it makes a huge impact on the community. But beyond that, you know, the Alumni Association hasn't really been doing anything to continue to stay engaged with the community. And I think mm-hmm. that's important, is to remain engaged with the community. We're supposed to be leaders, and leaders give back to mm-hmm. an extent. So just making sure that we can get involved again. And part of that, again, is also completing the willingness to serve survey,
right,
which we can't send to you if we don't have contact information.
Mm-hmm.
So if, you know, you have any questions, again, like Nicole said, reach out, give us a call, shoot us an email, whatever.
Is there a specific email that they can reach you or?
Yeah. Alumni chair at PensacolaChamber.com. I can't remember which one it is. I believe it's alumni chair at PensacolaChamber.com.
Okay.
That would get you directly to me.
Okay.
I can send you the link to send all the contact information in. That way we can send you the newsletter, and the newsletter has been great. It's not just something I'm doing for fun. It,
mm-hmm.
it allows everybody to stay connected, to be able to celebrate the wins, to be able to celebrate promotions, birthdays, just anything.
Right.
But also to stay engaged with the community, events that are going on with the chamber, events that mm-hmm. are going on with your fellow LEAP alumni, the things that they're doing in the community. So
it becomes, I mean, not to sound too corny, but it does become like an extended family.
Absolutely.
I know our class has its own Facebook page, and mm-hmm. so one of our class members is going through a difficult time, and we're all rallying around her,
absolutely.
And that's just a great thing. Mm-hmm. But mention to you, just to recap a little bit, you mentioned the project. Some folks may not know what you're referring to. What is the project for a LEAP class? What does that mean?
Yeah, so each Leadership Pensacola class will each year decide between some different opportunities presented by nonprofit organizations locally, the project that they want to do as part of their kind of like a legacy sort mm-hmm. of thing for each of the classes. And it gives them an opportunity to give back, but also to work together and build that camaraderie around said project. You know, they get broken out into into committees, mm-hmm. you know, fundraising. There's the executive committee, which kind of oversees the whole project, finance, all that good stuff. And at the end of the day, the goal is to complete a project that has a lasting impact on the community. So,
yeah, our project for our class was the Valerie's house.
Yep.
And we did the whole backyard and created a play area back there that they're still using.
Yep, turned out amazing.
It was really, really cool. We bit off a little bit more than we probably could have chewed. But we got it done, and that was kind of neat. What are some of the other projects, Todd, that you've seen over the years that you can recall?
So you've got the trail that goes around the airport. There's an exercise trail.
I've seen that. LEAP did that?
Yes.
Oh, that's so cool. I did not know that.
Yes. So that's one that you still, you know, I live in that area, so I still see people out.
Oh, I see people using it.
Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely. That was a big one. Gulf Coast Kids House had a project a few years ago where they had a training tool that was developed so you can take an online test with your at your business with your employees to help identify child endangerment situations.
Mm-hmm.
Trying to think what other great
2015 we did the LEAP This Way, so we did all the wayfinding signs for downtown Pensacola.
Yeah.
So they really have changed over the years. If you are an older alumni, you're gonna remember we took on some very large projects, large financially involved projects.
Yes.
And as the program has evolved, the projects have evolved. So we're really navigating how can we just give back mm-hmm. and be good stewards to other nonprofits who need a helping hand. Valerie's House is a great example.
Right.
Gulf Coast Kids House, On Bikes and First E was one of the projects. Mm-hmm. So we're really kind of, I hate to say scaling back the financial obligation, but scaling back in that we just want to do something nice and good and a feel good for not only the class, but for the organization. And it's, I think, opened up a lot of doors to other organizations who have projects they just need help with.
Right.
Valerie's House is a perfect example of that, of like, help us redo the backyard.
Right, there's
which
a
is
lot
a
of,
huge project.
There's a lot of grant resources out there, but they're $100,000, $200,000, and you might have a $5,000 project.
Right.
Or $10,000, something that is manageable, but you can't really apply anywhere else for it, but your organization doesn't have the funds for it.
Right, and as the Alumni Association and as, you know, some of the alumni who have really taken more bigger leadership roles to support the chamber and support the foundation, we wanted to navigate that this is not who can raise the most money.
Mm-hmm.
It's how can we just make a lasting impact within Pensacola? So we have scaled back some things, but again, I think that has opened the doors to us getting more involved with other organizations within Pensacola.
Excellent. So we're talking with our friends from the Pensacola Chamber for the Pensacola Chamber Connection and our leadership alumni representatives here, Mike White and Nicole Stacy, wearing a different hat today. And if you have a question, 850-437-1620. So I'm guessing there's some things that you wanted to talk about as far as, do y'all have some events coming up or some things that you want to let folks know about?
Well, I mean, so you started off, you had the bowling event this summer.
I was so mad I missed that.
Yeah. And typically when you do the first event for anything, it's mm-hmm. usually it's a learning process, but it turned out really well. Mm-hmm. So I'm really excited for next year to be able to do that again and really get past alumni involved mm-hmm. to a greater extent, really kind of build it out and then hope that over time it grows into something almost unmanageable for any bowling alley in town. But
that would be sweet.
I think it'd be great. So
okay. So what do we do now? If I wanted to, well, maybe we should do two things. Talk about if someone's listening and think, well, I might like to do leadership. How would they, if you've never done it before, how could you, is it time now to send your application, get those names in for the next one?
It's not quite time yet. The class is still well on their way. They just wrapped up their SMSOC weekend.
Uh-huh.
We refer to that a lot. So if you're a LEAP alumni, you remember SMSOC.
It's Simulated Society Exercise.
If you've never been through the program, it is the weekend retreat for mm-hmm. the class. It's a mandatory obligation of the class. But it is truly, it sounds so cheesy to say, but it's the life-changing piece. Mm-hmm. Of the class,
as you're really all rolling your eyes, the class together.
People
or
come
not.
Out stronger. They really do evolve in their leadership skills, but you do make some very strong connections over that weekend. We'll leave it there.
Okay, yeah,
leave it. We need to go through the program. But you know, I think the timeline is nominations will open up in January for the class of 2027. They'll close in March, and then they'll start kind of going through everything, and they're due in April. I'm looking at the website right now. So you can self-nominate, or you can have someone, an alumni, your boss, can nominate
you. Well, sneaking
up
on us. So it is. You can go ahead and get ready, because you'll have to get references, that kind of thing. So be sure, and you can go get started on your application.
And I will say, it's really important to have that conversation with your supervisor. Mm-hmm. You want the support of your supervisor and your employer, because you are missing a full day every month to give back to this program, and some of that is required, and you really do want to be as present as possible. So if it's not the right time in your career, or let's say you're traveling a lot, or you've just got a lot going on, there's always next year, because we definitely want you to be present. It's a huge part of
And there's a trip to Tallahassee when the government affairs is part of it, so that's a good thing to be aware of. There's a lot that goes on with the entire yearly program.
Yes.
So it's very comprehensive. Mm-hmm. That would be a good word. Okay, so if you're interested in that, just keep abreast of it on the PensacolaJamboree.com website. You can find out all the information there. And then if you're an alumni and you're just tuning in, the Alumni Association is up and running, right?
Yep, alumni chair at PensacolaJamboree.com. I confirmed the email. So we
have an excellent research department here.
Yeah.
And I will say, for all of the information, PensacolaChamber.com, you go to that website, you're going to want to click on Foundation, because this all falls under the Pensacola Chamber's Foundation.
Yes.
And that's where you can find alumni information, as well as if you're looking to get involved in the next class.
Okay. Well, this is exciting stuff. I'm really happy to see both of you here leading the charge for the alumni. I'm sitting here feeling a little guilty because I missed the bowling, but I'm going to try to make the next one for sure.
Okay. You're speaking to one of the champions.
Ooh, that sounds like a threat.
There was only a handful of teams. Don't let her fool you.
We're pretty good, Meg.
No, they were good.
Pretty good.
They played pretty well. They beat us.
So, Oh, boy. We're in trouble.
It was fun because you had some serious bowlers, but you also had some people that are just having fun.
Non-serious
bowlers. Hanging out, you know. And that's all what it's all about.
Get excited when the ball actually just goes in the middle and not in the gutter.
I hit a pin. Yeah. One pin.
Yay! It's a victory.
But it's all about reconnecting and building that alumni base and making sure folks have that opportunity to be a part of the Alumni Association.
I love it. So we have a few minutes left. Is there anything we haven't mentioned that you'd like to, or would you like to go and talk somewhat about what's coming up at the Chamber this month? A couple more things happening.
Well, these guys...
Yeah, I think for the alumni, like we said, if you want to get involved, reach out. We've got some holiday initiatives coming up, so we definitely want to still get together. I mean, the individual classes, a lot of them still do get together, but this is a great way for the bigger circuit, because as you're in the class, you're going to meet alumni in all of the different days, and then you're going to want to see them again, and they only help with those specific days. And
right.
So these are other events, whether it be a happy hour or bowling, or we're looking at doing some give back opportunities to really just connect again.
It's a pretty impressive group when you think about it. These are all leaders from the past 40 years in Pensacola. That says a lot.
I love when I run into people and I'm like, oh, well, with LEAP, and they're like, oh, I was class of whatever. It's so awesome.
Yeah, it's very cool. It's very cool. Anything coming up at the Chambers, sir, that we should be aware of? I know don't you have a women's lunch or something coming up?
So a couple things. So this Friday, we have our annual first responders event. It'll be held at the Chamber, 418 West Garden Street, across from Everman's. So we'll have food trucks, we'll have games and activities, and it's really just an opportunity to thank our first responders for everything they do for us throughout the year. So any first responder, they get lunch for free at any one of the food trucks, or there'll be a dessert truck and maybe coffee or something like that. So we've got a number of options. We will ask if you do come. We're going to have most of the activities set up in our parking lot there at the Chamber, but we have a parking lot just on the other side of the street. Mm-hmm. That, we'd ask for you to park in for that. So just, you know, because it'd be hard to park.
And that's Friday.
With everything going on in our parking lot. So that's this Friday, 11 to 1.
Excellent.
Thanks to Jim and Nick's. They're our title sponsor. We went out on Friday afternoon and visited a number of fire stations, police department, sheriff's department, just dropping off some lunches and giving them the invites for Friday. So we're very excited about that. Pray for this type of weather to, you know,
it's to supposed to be
stay
gorgeous.
In the area so we can have a wonderful day. And then next Friday, the 31st, we have our Women in Business coffee.
That's what I saw.
For October, taking the scare out of healthcare. so we'll have some healthcare leaders talking about, you know, women's healthcare and what you need to be aware of and need to be doing to take care of yourself. Just, you know, especially as we get into the holidays and there's a lot of stress and there's a lot of eating and drinking and all the other things. So make sure that if you are going to come to that, please register. That does sell out pretty quickly. So go to PensacolaChamber.com. And register for that. Always a great time. And you know, appreciate PJ's Coffee. They're our coffee sponsor for Women in Business Coffee. So
excellent.
So, you know, lots of great things happening. And we'll have a Good Morning Pensacola the next Friday back at Scenic Hills Country Club. So, you know, also go ahead and register for that. That fills up quickly as well. So,
you got a lot going on.
Rocking and rolling.
You can find it all at the PensacolaChamber.com website. And a side note, tonight at the Pensacola State Fair is First Responders Appreciation Night and Teacher Appreciation Night. $7 entry for folks with proper ID. So take advantage of that.
And the fried Reese's are where it's at.
You heard me talking about that?
No, I had one on Thursday.
I was talking about this morning. I said for every, it just would blow out like a nuclear bomb. Every diet I've ever been on, every health
doesn't
kick,
matter,
everything.
It's like, fair. It doesn't matter. It doesn't
fried
count.
Reese's, I'm telling you. It's you. You're the one that told me about that. That's so funny. I did. I talked about this
and
morning.
The pickle pizza. Everyone should go and try it.
I need to try that.
Don't knock
pizza.
It until you try it.
I'm still trying to get past pineapple pizza.
Oh, so good.
See, I'm not a...
Well, you don't just eat pineapple on pizza by itself. You got to throw some other stuff on there.
Yeah, that, exactly. Ugh.
No, we had a great time Thursday at the fair. So if you haven't gone, you should definitely go. And
weather's
what better way to go than
perfect.
To support your responders today.
Absolutely. The weather is perfect. So a lot happening with the Chamber, and I so appreciate y'all coming in this morning. If you just joined us, we're talking about the leadership program at Pensacola Chamber, which is something I'm proud to have participated in. And unexpectedly, I was kind of a latecomer because usually people do it early in their careers, and I was able to come in a little later in my career. I don't regret a minute of it. I learned so much, met so many great people, and it was a wonderful experience. So
I think that's the beauty of it all, is it doesn't
matter.
It's
all different ages, all different careers. I mean,
and that's what makes it special.
Yeah, I loved it. Yeah. So I can't say enough good things about it, but I am excited about this initiative. Mike White, Nicole Stacy, and Robbie Schrock are heading up the co-chairing, the alumni. Are we calling it the Alumni Association, or does it have a special name yet?
Yeah, Leadership Pensacola Alumni Association.
Okay.
Yeah. Nothing too crazy.
Well, we got to come up with something crazy. This is tradition in LEAP.
The greatest alumni association ever? Like, is
there
that?
You
best
go.
Alumni? I don't know.
Okay. We'll have to work on that. But if someone is listening and they're thinking, you know, I kind of lost touch with my LEAP friends, how can they get involved and get on your mailing list?
Yep. AlumniChair@PensacolaChamber.com. That'll give you direct access to me. If you could just let me know you're interested. I had one person, she's on the committee with us now. Shout out to Laura Tate, but she just moved back from DC.
Oh, cool.
Immediately got involved, jumped right back into the Alumni Association. Nice. So, I mean, if you're interested, just jump right back in. We want you. We need you. I mean, we're only as strong as the weakest link. So if we can get everybody involved, we'll be a much stronger program for it.
I think that sounds great. So what was your favorite moment in leadership, Mike?
Oh, I mean,
I have some that come to mind, but go ahead.
It was 100% Military Day. Military Day gave me a whole new appreciation for what our men and women in the armed forces do.
Yeah, that's true.
It's a lot of hard work. It's a lot of dedication. We talk about the sacrifices, you know, sacrificing lives, but not just physically, but just long term, you know, spending a lot of time away from family, from friends, from just the normal day to day of being able to do whatever you want. You know, they're giving their lives for our country. So it really teaches you, you know, what it really means to be an American and how appreciative we are to have such an amazing, you know, set of men and women that serve our armed forces.
It's just one aspect, one day of the whole deal. So give that that email one more time in case any leadership alumni want to contact you.
Yep, alumnichair@PensacolaChamber.com.
Okay. Also, Todd, what's your website?
PensacolaChamber.com.
Okay. And just in case you're wondering what to do around town, what's your website?
Visit Pensacola.com.
Aha! Got all three in there.
Yay!
Thank you guys for coming in. I know how busy the three of you are. We appreciate you coming on to Pep Talk.
Thanks, Mac.
Thanks.